The economy is doing great. Life in the 1920s is one big old gay time. I'm sure this will last forever. The Great Depression was a depressing time in America in regards to both hope and finances. The stock market, which is the heart of the United States economy, crashed due to overspeculation that led investors to withdraw their funds from the market and to sell their ownership in business. Banks didn't have enough money to pay everyone who was selling their stocks, which led to the bank run. In addition, due to the stock market crash, people stopped spending money, which led to business failures and layoffs. Let's look at the effects of the Great Depression across the country.
The Great Depression has completely wiped out my family's farm. After the market crashed, nobody wanted to buy anything. I don't have much money left because I've spent all that I have to feed my family. My crops have all failed, and now I don't know what to do because I have no way to make money or provide for my family.
The Great Depression just happened to occur at the same time as the Dust Bowl, which destroyed farmers' crops and made the Midwest one of the hardest hit areas during the Depression.
I was laid off back in 1930 because my factory couldn't afford to pay me anymore. Since I was fired and couldn't find a job anywhere, I was forced to go out on the streets and wait in bread lines every day for a tiny portion of food. It's so humiliating because I was successful just a couple of years ago, and now I can't find a job or pay my bills. It's really disappointing that a hard-working person like me has to beg for food when I was living a comfortable and safe life just a few years ago.
As you can see, this is a tragic situation for everyone involved. At the worst of the Depression, 25% of Americans were unemployed. That's one in four people unable to find a job. The government saw how the country was quickly going downhill and created the New Deal as an attempt to help its citizens.
I was out of a job and out of luck before the New Deal got passed. The government gave me a job helping to rebuild public buildings and roads under the Works Progress Administration. Since I'm going to be receiving a paycheck now, I can put food on the table and start saving money again.
The New Deal created many programs to fight unemployment in the United States. These programs included artists and factory workers, men and women, or anyone who is willing to work. The WPA and CCC built roads, libraries, firehouses, dams, gazebos, and pools. Basically anything that would improve the American standard of living while giving people jobs.
You know, even with all the hardships our country has been through this past decade, we've still managed to come out okay. Everyone seems to be a lot more hopeful now that the economy has improved. I think that America's next era of triumph and unity might be just around the corner.
While the New Deal created many jobs and was able to cut unemployment by 7%, unemployment remained over 10% until 1941. What happened in 1941?
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
In 1941, the United States entered World War II and issued the third ever national draft. This employed thousands of able-bodied men between the ages of 18 and 35, but the war also created jobs supplying the war effort.
There are 100 million of us, men and women of working and fighting age. To fight this war, 10 million more people must go to work by the end of 1943. Before the war, half of us worked. The other 50 million kept house, went to school, played, or looked for work. Today, employment offices are deserted. For every machinist available, for example, 22 are needed.
Before the war started, I couldn't find a job anywhere. Now every factory wants to hire me because I used to be a mechanic. I can take pride in my work because I know what I'm doing is protecting America and our boys in Europe. Two of my cousins were drafted, so I'm making sure these machine guns shoot well enough to protect them from the Nazis.
The massive economic boom caused by World War II lifted the United States out of the Great Depression and led to the economic prosperity of the 1950s, which just goes to show you, war is always the answer.